Ukrainians are marking their first winter holiday season at war, and despite the constant threat of missiles and artillery, they're finding a way to celebrate. NPR's Joanna Kakesa sends us this postcard from Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv.
Kharkiv's main square is quiet this December. There are no lights or Christmas tree or the pop-up skating rink that 17-year-old Daniil Prokopenko loves so much. That would have all been really nice, he says. But this year we have found our own way to celebrate. He walks into a subway station past a young man busking for coins and down the stairs to the platform. Few people here are actually getting on the train. Most gather around a tall Christmas tree decorated with incandescent white bulbs and a white star. Next to it is a small hut with a mailbox where children can drop off letters to Grandfather Frost, who is like the Slavic version of Santa Claus. This is Kharkiv's wartime Christmas village. It officially opened earlier this week in an elegant subway platform that doubles as a bomb shelter. 9-year-old Maxim Pushnir sheltered for weeks in Kharkiv's subway this spring when the bombing was especially bad. He drops a letter with his Christmas list into Grandfather Frost's mailbox.
What do you want for Christmas this year?
PlayStation 5 and Mir.
Mir. That means peace. Every child we speak to asks for peace, including 5-year-old Ava Minseva. And she adds, maybe a phone to take pictures. Outside, it's getting dark and it's cold. Here we find 27-year-old Kostyantin Novikov changing into his Grandfather Frost costume.
Is this the first time you've put on the outfit since last year?
Yes,
first time this year.
The costume is bright red, like Santa's suit, but with frilly sleeves and a long cape.
So you've got these big red boots. Wow, look at that cape.
No, that's quite a cape.
Novikov is an actor who's been playing Grandfather Frost for 5 years. He works for weeks, from the Western Christmas on December 25th through to the Orthodox Christmas on January 7th. He says that since the Russian invasion, Grandfather Frost has become controversial because of the character's roots in Russian folklore. Growing up, I never considered him Russian, Novikov says. Just a fairy tale character. As if on cue, a young mother named Irina Kochalka shouts for joy when her 4-year-old daughter Emma spots Novikov as Grandfather Frost.
Well, we have just sent letter to Father Frost, you know, but there was no one in his hut, and here we are so happy to see him here outside.
Emma whispers to Grandfather Frost that she's hoping for a big, fluffy white cat toy. And, pretty please, for her daddy, a soldier, to come home soon. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kharkiv.